All right. So how do you go about creating an adventure?
Oh, like me personally?
Yeah, like what are your thoughts on like is there do you start with, hey, here's a story. I like the idea of this story. Let's add on to that. It's almost, I liken it to trying to figure out how to write anything. How do you make that interesting? How do you find something that's tangible? Or do you start with the twist and then work your way back? What's your thought?
So usually, so I guess it depends on if people are actually gonna play with us or not.
I'm assuming that, so the end goal here maybe for me, it would be nice to create something that we could then run.
Yeah, okay, so we're assuming that people are not universally terrible and that they'll actually show up for our games and it will be an actual thing, right? That's
Someday we
the
will
goal.
have friends, yes.
Someday we'll have friends, but it is not this day. Okay, yeah. So if I actually had friends, I would start off with asking them what kinds of characters they wanted to play. So I usually try and build them around the characters. So like I know that you love your freakish little gnome friends a lot. Like you just have a thing for like vaguely evil small people.
They are
And no
evil. Is
no.
her
They're not.
circumstance.
Yeah, okay, they're not quite evil, but they could get there very, very easily, right? So, all the characters that you pick tend to have like they're no most they're mostly good, but they have this thread of evil. So, if I'm playing with you, I would know, hey, Marshall's gonna want to have like some temptation in his life, right? Because if you build a character that's almost evil, it seems to me like you want to explore that line a little bit.
Okay, so who are the characters? What are their motivations? And then build the adventure. Somebody who loves raiding dungeons, right? Or
Yeah.
live for loot versus
Yeah.
somebody who, loves interacting with NPCs and, going through and how can we, I guess, check or skill check our way through whatever something is, passively, right?
Yeah, and there are a couple characters that just like a couple p players, I mean, that just don't like to do anything. So you know that you're gonna have to build a really good a story that entertains you because they're not gonna be pushing the limits, right? Like you're just gonna have to entertain yourself for a while they figure out whatever they want to do. And you got to make it really easy for them. So
Which, oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, most of the time I base it around what I know about the players and what I know about how they like to play their characters.
So, for the sake of this, do we want to assume that we've got a mix of, I guess the most common elements, which are somebody who, wants that RP, somebody who wants the loot bonanza extravaganza, and somebody who's starting out, or what are we thinking?
Well, for this, it might be okay just to pretend like you don't know anybody. So if I don't know anybody, and if I'm pretty sure that nobody is going to show up, I'll just draw a story that entertains me, and we could do that. I mean, everything entertains me in some way or shape or fashion, but you know what I mean,
I
right?
have extra dice. I forgot that I have dungeon building dice,
Yeah.
and I have character building dice.
Yep.
Oh.
So, and that's what, like, okay, so that's my favorite one is to just do a totally random setup. Like, just do a totally random build and then see if you can match the story to the randomness. That's my favorite.
Yep. I say we gave it a go.
Okay, let's do it. So, I always start with the character builds first. So, I would be getting my player's handbook out and I would be rolling for people.
Hello, new friends. I'm about to create you.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so the first one that I rolled, give me 1 second. I have a lawful evil human barbarian. Who do you have?
We have a lawful neutral elf ranger.
Yes.
How much more cliche can we get?
Human barbarian. And you said you had a lawful neutral elf ranger?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to make it a four-man team?
Yep.
Neutral evil dwarf fighter.
That's fitting.
Gross. What'd you get?
1 second. I'm writing yours down. So let's look. We've got a neutral evil reroll. Jack dice. Aww. We have a neutral evil barbarian gnome.
God, I love those killer gnomes. All right. So it looks like we'll be planning an evil campaign. Nice. Okay. With two barbarians, that could be cool. Do you want to pick backgrounds for each of them? So usually how I pick backgrounds is I just assign all of the backgrounds a number and then roll an associated dice.
Okey-doke. Do you already have that table built by chance?
No, I just do it in my head.
Okay. Yeah,
That would be a good table to have, though.
it would be. Note to self on playback.
Mean, not that we don't love hearing the sound of rolling dice, but.
That's actually a very soothing sound after a while.
All right, my first one is 9. Okay, so my first barbarian, lawful evil human barbarian sage background.
All right, let me do this. Give me 1 second. That's page 125, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do this. All right. How many options are there? Jesus.
12, give or take.
Let me roll this. So that's an eight. Give me an eight, Sarah.
Eight is an outlander. Oh,
Elf.
that's a good one for an out for an elf. Nice.
All
What's your
right.
next one?
Next one is a four.
Oh, that's another good one.
What is it?
1 second. Entertainer.
Gnomish barbarian entertainer.
That's awesome. Feel like it's Conan the Barbarian, only small and annoying.
It's actually Conan, as in Conan O'Brien, the barbarian,
Ah!
in gnome form. So it's a freakishly small, like stunted gnome.
Redheaded irritant? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well let me see here. So let's do the first guy. I'm just gonna number them 1, 2, 3, and 4. So number one is the lawful evil human barbarian, who's also a sage, and I'm gonna roll for some sage stuff. So the first one is the specialty, and he is a discredited academic. God, I like this guy already.
All right.
Discredited academic. Here, let me do all of them at one time so it's easier to match up with. Another D8. Is.
That sound even?
I hit my thermos with the thingy, with the dice.
Sounded like you were strumming something, which I know is an impossibility.
I am allergic to music, it's true.
I know. which is why I'm going to sing throughout this.
Well, you could play like a musical interlude while we're doing this. I mean,
or I could just sing. Nope, too early.
Nope, okay.
That is a D10 that I need.
No, wait for it. I gotta finish all of them because the character won't make sense if you split it apart. Eight. Wait for it. Ideal is new limits. Well, actually, yeah, you could be doing yours. I'm sorry.
It's all good. Let's see. Entertainer. There we go. Really? Neutral, evil, gnome, barbarian, entertainer, jester.
That's awesome.
It really is.
That is really good.
I think that's the beauty of this for me, is the fact that you can legit roll dice and have something that you could take to the bank.
I like these characters already.
Uh-huh.
How comfortable are you just playing a game with NPCs? So we could run both, it'd be fine.
So I've thought about this, right?
Yeah.
So my little bit of a downward spiral into the abyss that is tabletop gaming, let's play videos on YouTube or what have you, it's got me thinking about how can you simplify, or how can you, you know, have a game with, you know, one person, two people, you know, three would even be very doable, right? But yeah, no, I'm thinking we just create a shit ton of tables, maybe dungeon it, and
just randomize it.
Yep,
that's not a bad idea. That could be actually pretty. It could be a pretty great game.
All right, let's do another one of these. We need the eight. So that's three. Oh, Sarah.
Yeah.
So. Noman, the barbarian here, he has a personality trait that is, I'm a hopeless romantic, always searching for that special someone.
God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be really annoying. I'm not allowed to play this character because reasons.
I probably shouldn't be either, but fuck it. All right. Jester, hopeless romantic. And let's go to my other fella. What's going on in your world? D8. So our Outlander is a Person who is raised by wolves. Literally raised by wolves.
Yes! I like it.
I mean, that is the path to sagedom, I believe.
Oh, these are fun. Hey, can I keep the orc from our last game? Can I keep her? If we're going to run this, can we just run this as an actual game and try out your table idea? And can I keep the orc?
Why not?
You can have the killer gnome. That'll give us each 3 characters to run random.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean...
Or your bard, if you want to keep your bard.
Let's see how this comes together. But yeah, I'm open to whatever. Homesteader. Raised by wolves. All I want is just a nice little den to call my own.
It's a bunch of Republicans. All these lawful, neutral, evil people, they just sound like Republicans.
I just rolled for the elf ranger,
and
his ideal is might, the strongest are meant to rule.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming together. It's a beautiful, beautiful plan.
And let's see. Three. I will bring terrible wrath down on the evildoers who destroyed my homeland. Okay.
Nice. This is gonna be awesome.
Thank you for forgetting to install Star Wars Old Republic.
Yeah, I thought I would have my other computer online, but I forgot the power cord at Dad's today, so never mind.
Ah, flaw. No room for caution in a life lived full. All right.
See, I think that this is... Okay, this is a fundamental problem when you let people choose their characters, because they try and make them characters that they like.
Yeah.
And I think it's way more fun if you just do it random, because these are great characters. Okay, come on.
Well, so people are, you know, what's the saying? People are inherently bad at random.
Yeah.
And... this is just, it's bulletproof, pretty much.
Best.
I was actually thinking about that last night. You know, this has been what? An evolution, you know, with a similar format since the 1970s.
Yep.
And you still, you know, tweak things to, you know, expand possibilities so that you have new experiences, you know. But... it's basically the same thing. And to think that somebody, you know, just threw all that together. And it's not the, you know, strategy simulators where you have table upon table of, okay, well, now this fall brings famine kind of thing, right? But mm-hmm. You can take it there if you wanted to. All right, so let's go back to Entertainer. Let's see what his personality trait is. Oh, wait, he's already hopeless romantic. Let's not give him anything worse than that.
That's already a curse worse than death.
Oh, honesty. Art should reflect the soul. It should come within and reveal who we really are.
God, yes. Oh,
Jesus, this guy.
So, yeah, he's evil, but he's got the soul of a poet.
You know... sometimes you become the worst of you because you maybe just don't have that person to let you be okay with bringing out the best in you.
Dude, that's deep.
Yeah.
Probably wrong, but it's deep.
Oh, it's totally wrong. Yeah.
I'm done whenever you are. Hey, do you still have your fate dice?
I never had any.
Well, I have fate dice, so if we want to run this with, like, decision making, yes or no, choose your own adventure, I could run fate dice.
Okay. And I could always, I mean, I'm surrounded by game stores, so I could always go pick some up, but,
Or you could just use a D6 and do evens odds.
Yep. Yep. Let's do this. Bond, D6. Sorry, I'm catching up.
Okay.
Bond. 3. I want to be famous, whatever it takes. Yep.
Yeah.
This is for the gnomish entertainer barbarian of Irish descent. And this is a character that I would never build.
But it's super cool.
Let's see. Let's see what his flaw is, because I'm sure they are many. Oh, Jesus, Sarah.
Yeah?
I'm a sucker for a pretty face.
Yes, you are. Oh, I'm sorry. Were we talking about the character?
I mean, both. But, yeah. All right. So, tell me about your people, Sarah.
My people. I'm so glad you asked. So, lawful, evil, human, barbarian, sage background was a discredited academic. He's willing to listen to every side of an argument before he makes his own judgment, or her. I haven't rolled for that yet. No limits. Nothing should fetter the infinite possibility inherent in all existence. Its duty is to protect its students, and most people scream and run when they see a demon. It stops to take notes on its anatomy. And actually, while I'm doing that, let's see. It is a girl! Yay! Oh. Female lawful evil human barbarian.
Let me roll for these, because it's going to be great if the barbarian entertainer is a woman.
I hope both of our barbarians are.
What are you making male v female, evens or odds?
I said odds were male, evens were female.
Male.
Sweet.
Ah, damn it, they're both male.
Well, at least I got a girl.
Yeah. I never get to play... I mean, I could play female characters, but... Oh, I guess there's that stigma, right? Okay. Defining event. Oh, I forgot. There's a defining event. Wait, that's for folk hero. Never mind. I got excited. I just want to keep rolling. It's like meeting new people.
It's exactly like meeting new people.
All right, what are you on to now?
Well, I have my third. Are you ready to tell me about your first character?
Yeah, so we have the neutral evil gnome barbarian entertainer Jester, who is a hopeless romantic, honest to a fault. I mean, you should show truth in your works, good or evil.
Yeah.
He just wants to be famous, you know, wants to find love. And, you know, if a pretty face comes along before love, a pretty face will definitely do for a time.
Nice. Oh my god, these characters are such dicks. Okay.
You automatically like them. Then we have the lawful, neutral, elf, ranger, outlander, homesteader, who is raised by wolves and has an inherent desire to, use strength to establish a stronghold. Part of that probably comes from, you know, the fact that his family was, I guess, tortured and wiped out. So he will bring terrible wrath upon whomever has done that as soon as he finds them. And there's really no room for caution when you're on a mission from God. That's what this is about.
Dude, that's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So my my neutral evil dwarf fighter is a criminal background. He's male, smuggler. He doesn't pay attention to the risks in a situation and never tell him the odds. Greed, he will do whatever it takes to become wealthy. And he's guilty of a terrible crime, and he hopes maybe to redeem himself from it. But if there is a plan, he'll forget it. And if he doesn't forget it, he'll ignore it.
Dwarf solo.
God dang, that's a good one.
Pawn with two A's.
Pawn. Okay. So do we want anybody else, or are we good with four?
So let's talk about that for a second. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to bring up Don John. So how do you handle NPCs?
Whenever in my head I think I need an NPC, I just roll my character dice, and then I get a neutral dwarf paladin, and that's our NPC.
I'm curious now. Hold, please. I must test this for diversity. Chaotic, good, human monk. Just see, out of curiosity, pardon the tangent, but let's do... Let's see, 5th edition, and I want to generate NPCs. So, female half-orc merchant, nice. Overweight. Nice. So, yeah, we could do it either way. I mean, the nice thing, I guess, about Dungeon is it gives you stats. So, you don't also have to roll stats.
Well, to be fair, I don't have to because I just do it in my head. So, that's not necessarily a problem for me.
You know, you are and will remain brighter than I.
Oh, my gosh.
Male dwarf monk. Youthful in appearance, with white hair, narrow hazel eyes, wears worn clothing, wields a bow quarterstaff, and is hunting the vampire who murdered his family.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's deep. All right.
Sorry. Well, you're in charge of doing NPCs now, because that was super cool. So, congratulations, wielder of Don John.
All right.
Next I would typically do the story, and I roll those story dice, Rory's story cubes.
Do I know of these?
I think we've talked about them.
What is on said dice?
Yeah, so there are 9 dice that have random images. And on the first image, I drew a dragon. On the second image, I drew a waterfall or a rainbow, depending on which one you think.
Mm-hmm.
Third image is the happy, sad face for the Actors Guild, you know, that theater thing. There's a lightning bolt, a turtle, the world, a light bulb, a book, and a sad face.
And a wardrobe.
Now, if I were reading this, you know, I would typically, like, string together a story that incorporated all of those elements in some way. So, like, for example, because we have an entertainer, we could use that he was kicked out of his theater guild, maybe for creating a play or something that made the local ruler unhappy. And that now he's seeking revenge, possibly. And
Yeah.
That ruler.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
And that ruler may also be the keeper of sacred knowledge that is extremely valuable, which would intrigue our discredited academic and our smuggler. And it may have the power to shape the world or to destroy it.
Or shape stone.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that the loot is something that gives the player the ability to, like, instantaneously cast stone shape on whatever they want.
Okay, well, I mean, that could be the, if that was the knowledge, yeah, I mean, maybe it's a beautiful, maybe it gives, maybe it's tied to the Sealy loot or whatever you play, and maybe it, the knowledge is how to create more of those, so that would be extremely valuable, right? Yeah, and so then we've got a dragon, a waterfall, and a turtle left. So maybe the ruler is actually a dragon shape-shifted into human form and maybe enslaving a whole populace because it makes him feel good.
Or, so two variants, maybe. The dragon is using some telepathic power to control the king. They're like giving you the save the kingdom, right?
Well, this is going to be an evil campaign.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Carry on.
I think that the dragon should be a should be shapeshifted and have taken over the kingdom. To collect all of this, all these beautiful magical relics, potentially. Have it brought to him.
His hoard?
His hoard, yep.
Got
and
it.
Maybe one of those beautiful magical relics is this ability to create beautiful magical instruments like the Sealy lute and stuff.
So, what about maidens? Because I've got at least one character who needs maidens.
Oh, dude, there will be maidens, but, you know, girls are a dime a dozen. You don't need to worry about that yet.
All right.
Yeah. So the bard gnome gets kicked out of his troop for speaking truth against the king, for bad mouthing the king.
Can the waterfall be like literally a catacomb into the lair of the dragon?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Either
so,
like obscured, like the entrance is obscured behind the waterfall and you have to go through kind of thing, or maybe they fall down like some Goonies-style waterfall them.
So let's say that the elf ranger discovers animals missing in his normal haunt.
Or maybe he's going hunting and, you know, there's always, you know, deer, doe, at least. Yeah. And
so he discovers a hidden waterfall that leads into this ancient dungeon, which is actually the Black Dragon's old haunt, right, before he took over the kingdom.
Yes.
Are
you writing this down?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And maybe maybe he goes to a town to see if there's a dwarf or somebody that can help him get through that dungeon to see what's on the other side and investigate the missing animals.
Yeah, like a help wanted.
Yeah.
To the job board and says, you know, all right, who can we, what dumb, hopeless, romantic fool with a heart of pure evil and gold. Gold and evil. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the dwarf, sensing profit, because old things tend to be valuable, says that he'll do it if he gets a portion of all the profits. So that brings in our neutral evil dwarf fighter who's a criminal. And let's say that the academic also is looking for escort to find tunnels or other ancient structures that may house knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any dice left?
We have We have a lightning bolt and possibly a turtle, if you want to not count. I counted that as the missing animals, so we have a lightning bolt left.
So could the lightning bolt be some force of good where we have to have this band of greedy persons actually fight off, you know, something like a paladin or some, you know, last remnant in the kingdom of good?
Well, sure, but that all comes later. Like, we got to get the overall story of, like, where they're going and why, right? So, yeah, that could totally be, you know, at the end, you know, maybe the only way they can defeat the Black Dragon to steal all of his stuff is to ally with a paladin, and then everybody hates each other because it's good working with evil, right? That could be funny.
Dirty.
Yeah. And then you don't want to root for the paladin because good, ew. But at the same time, killing the dragon and stealing all of his stuff, awesome. And you just happen to rescue the kingdom sort of by accident. And Jesus, who wants that? So still evil.
So lightning bolt. I mean, I can think of lightning bolt as, you know, you set off a chain reaction of something.
Oh, what if they release something even more terrible than the dragon?
Kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Okay.
Ye old Balrog.
Okay, so you want me to read you the story setup so far?
Yes. Please.
Okay, so our entertainer gnome gets kicked out of his troupe for bad-mouthing the king and by saying really terrible things about the kingdom and just generally making himself unpopular with anybody who's lawful or lawful good. And as a result, he is trying to wreak revenge on people. So he's having a little hissy fit about his art being misunderstood, and so he just wants to basically bad mouth and use his gifts for the detriment of the kingdom. And he happens to overhear this conversation between our ranger, who's looking for assistance in investigating these underground tunnels that animals have been missing in, with a dwarf that he racially assumes will be able to help him in the underground stone tunnels. But the dwarf is only interested in helping him so that he can, you know, steal anything that's not late nailed down. And he's mostly interested in just getting all the loot that he possibly can from these ancient tunnels. But they need somebody who knows what these ancient tunnels may have gone to, or somebody who might have a map. And so they find this discredited academic who's been kicked out of the local university, but was a great historian and a great researcher in his time. But now he makes his job as a tavern brawler, because why not? It's her job. Yeah. So maybe the tavern brawler is actually the bouncer for this bar, and the dwarf happens to know that she used to be at the university and, you know, makes fun of her all the time for it, but now sees an opportunity to make some money off of her. So they approach the brawler to see if she still remembers any of her historical lore, and see if she'll take them through these tunnels. And the little gnome, sensing that there might be some good stories here or a good way to get back at the kingdom, just sort of tags along and makes himself useless, because that's what entertainers do.
Well, cool. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay, so we know that the dragon is actually the king. So he killed the king and shapeshifted, stealing the king's form so that he could collect all of these rare and treasured artifacts, offering ridiculous bounty for them to expand his hoard. And we know that the dwarf knows that magical relics are super, super valuable. So he's interested in going and making some cash. And so our illustrious heroes are probably going to meet at the bar in a tavern, like all good stories do. And we are ready to start.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Right.
So the first dungeon should probably be going out to the Outlander's territory, where he saw all the missing animals and the first tunnels are revealed.
So I'm gonna try something. Hold please. Oh, this thing has a fractal world generator? That is beautiful. All right. So I'm thinking we could do this a couple different ways. I mean, we bought these lovely dice, Sarah.
Yeah, they're really cool.
I'm just going to collect these. And let's do this. Hold, please. All right. So we could do this a couple different ways, I guess. I have generated a mappy thing. Or we could do this more methodically. What's your approach generally? Do does it matter when you have more time versus another? Is it mood oriented? Like, when do you say, I'm going to carefully think through what the layout of this building is? Because for me, that's part of the fun, right? But it's also very time consuming and takes forever to do really well. So I don't know. What are you thinking?
I actually like to wing it just using the dice, and then whenever I start to get bored, I throw something interesting in there, like poison gas or whatever. And there's a table in the Dungeon Master, so I kind of like to let it be driven by the characters. So if they have something of particular interest, we can just go and do that.
That's
But
actually, yeah. So let me ask. That gives me an idea or a thought. Would you roll room by room?
Sometimes if everybody was really into it, I definitely would, because then it would be fun, right? So it would be a gas, or it would be a puzzle, or it would be something cool. But if everybody was just dragging ass and nobody really wanted to do it, then I would pick whatever amused me at the time. So sometimes that would be just letting people be paranoid, or changing the dungeon in my head to annoy them because no one was paying attention anyway. Whatever.
So I have to have my juvenile moment real quick.
Yeah.
Dragon ass, teehee.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, fair. So
So I would, at this point, I would typically get out my dungeon dice. I would roll the first dungeon. I would see how people did in it. So there, I got my dungeon dice. I've got the first cavern, which would probably take up all of our time for today. And then I've got my table from the Dungeon Master's Guide with random monsters and random loot and general furnishings and appointments. So I would roll 3 D100 to find all of those things. And then I would also draw from my cool little sound effect card. Yeah, so in this first room, when they entered, I would say that there were row upon row of glyphs and sigils. Suddenly, the group was overcome by memories and a noxious smell.
Sorry. Bad joke.
Well, it is a dwarf,
Yeah,
so
that booze reek. All right, sorry, just taking a picture of a little dungeon for later use. Actually, let's do this. Let's share this to. There we go. Check your thing. Your hangouts.
Are we on Hangouts or Skype?
Well, I mean, I don't have a shared Skype option on my phone.
Oh.
I like to think that we're everywhere, right?
We've bridged the space-time continuum and now can exist in all places at all times. Yeah.
And cornered the fantasy market, yeah.
Yeah. All right, one second.
No, I mean, just it'll be there if we need it.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Okay, so at this point, what's next? Or where do we want to go next? Do we want to literally go by the dungeon that you've got and kind of plan that out?
Well, I don't plan anything, so I would say no.
Okay.
I would say so we could play this.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have to do all the stats and numbers. We could just roll to make it really easy. We could just pick like base modifiers for everybody and just roll positives or negatives for all decisions.
True. Yeah. So is there anything else that we have left in order to start this adventure? We've got
No.
a rough story, we've got our characters, we can gen or I can gen NPCs. Let's talk through just for my dumb brain. Let's each do the first of our four character or our two characters
Okay.
and go through what that looks like real quick. So your thought is instead of rolling up specs or stats for each, that we do what?
So I would essentially just say, so I know that a human barbarian would probably do what a D10 damage at first level and have somewhere around 30 hit points.
Okay.
So I would just guess 30 hit points, 1D10 damage. It doesn't really matter about the mechanics because it's just you and me playing.
Yep.
So we would essentially, I would be like, all right, I'm gonna be this the sage barbarian, and she's gonna walk in. And she's gonna see row upon row of glyphs and sigils, and then be suddenly overcome by the memory of this black dragon. So she's just gonna see hordes of magical artifacts and amazing things, and immediately she's gonna become like intensely lustful of this whole experience, right? Like knowledge and power and deliciousness.
So,
And then there's gonna be this noxious fume. So I would say, let's see if she's overcome by the noxious fumes first. So I would run a plus minus on that. She is not, so she's able to recover. So I would suggest that other people run a plus minus on whether or not they get hit by this noxious fume.
got it.
So yeah. So I mean, it would just be like, I would just suggest, we'd essentially roll who the first person was, and then that first person would describe the scene to us, and then everybody makes their decisions off that. And we could just, if I get bored, I would say, oh, well, I want her to have goodies. Like she needs some loot. So then I would say, all right, in my DM guide, I'm gonna want the loot table. So I'm gonna roll a D100, and I would take a 61, and in the loot table under 61, there is a navigational chart or a star chart, which would be really cool. Okay, so she finds a star chart.
So, proposed amendment to play mechanic. If it is for the benefit of the story advantageous to have either a fitting modifier or debuff, I think we should add that as we go along. I.e., I'm pretty sure that the barbarian negative like 10 perception.
Well, I mean, we could just work up character sheets for all of them and just run it like a standard game.
Yeah, no, I think let's well, I mean, before I make any.
What if we just impose disadvantage? Okay, so what if we said you have to make greater than a 10 on all skill checks? And then if you're a barbarian, you take, well, she's going to be special because she's a discredited academic.
Yeah.
But if it makes sense to your character, just take disadvantage on wisdom.
How about this? Let's simplify stuff. Let's play through with the simple rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
I.e. attack does D10, HP 30, do standard D20 rolls, do, you know, for character decisions, we can do the plus minus. Let's see how that plays, and okay, then we can pivot from there, right?
So do you want me just to DM it, and then you can generate NPCs and loot and stuff off of Donjon?
That'll work, yeah.
Okay, so I'll set the story, and then you can just give me the characters or whatever we find, and I'll work that in somehow.
So, good deal. Pause, and then we can dive into this.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. Oh, Dungeons & Dragons Light with two people. Yay!
Yay! Almost ready.
Okay.
So, I think we need to make character names real quick, though.
I don't like names. How about you pick them?
I know that you like... I mean, you don't like names, but you really do. Because I think the name sells the character. Let's see. I'm just going to name my two guys because it'll make me happy. And I like naming things because I've named all my animals. Except for... one or two. The two most, well, I mean, Punjab and Sox are not mine, but the others are. All right, so I'm going to call Barbarian. So, Conan.
Nice.
Conahn. Conan, and
mine are going to be Prime and Trez.
So we have Conan, who is the angsty, repressed, you know, just needs, you know, a female figure in his life, barbarian entertainer. And then we have the neutral elf ranger homesteader raised by wolves named Wolf. Sorry, no. Scratch that. Bruff.
Bruff?
Bruff.
Bruff.
All right.
Okay. Are we ready?
We are ready.
Okay. Wait,
ma. Go
yes?
ahead. No. We're good.
Okay. So, Wolf, Conan.
I mean, it's Conan, but it's Conan in the appropriate pronunciation.
Can I just call him Co?
Co, yeah. Co and Co. Ah, yes.
Co and Bo? Is that what you said?
No, Co and Co, as in Conan and Company. Co and Co.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's dumb. So thank you for your contribution. It will be filed in the order that it was received.
Is the lowest of the low on the shit list of ideas. Got it. Thanks.
Yeah, but see, mine was much more precise than that statement. You didn't have to say all that. Goes as a given. Yeah, so we have Prima, the lawful evil human barbarian sage. We have Wolf, the lawful neutral elf ranger. We have Trez, the neutral evil dwarf fighter. And we have Conan of Conan and Company, the neutral evil barbarian gnome entertainer.
I like to think that the entertainer, like, he was with a company, and even though he was kicked out, he still, like, just, he's got the playbills and everything set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's just going to go with, you know, Conan and Co., right? Because it sounds better. It's like, oh, you're with a troop. Great. Yeah, we'll hire you. Versus, yeah, no, I'm just looking for work, you know, going solo for a while. Conan and Co. or Co. and Co. sounds much better. Great marketing.
And nobody listened to that very long speech that your character just made because they've all left for the dungeon. But thank you for that background. Absolutely.